Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nat Moore is going to join us this hour. Always enjoy talking to him. He was honored on Friday. He didn't even know he was getting honored.
No, we snuck up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dolphins set it up. He has a big painting down there in, like, the, you know, Wynwood area, Overtown area. And, yeah, man, it was a crazy turnout of ex-Dolphins that came to honor Nat. So it was beautiful.
Yeah, I was watching some video of it on social media. So I was like, very worthy of receiving that honor, Nat Moore, on 305 Day. We had a fun 305 Day on the radio show. Nat Moore probably would have been a guest if I didn't get tipped off in advance from you that he was going to be on a different route that afternoon.
Yes.
I want to read this. This is real quick. Jay Busby wrote this in Yahoo Sports about last night's All-Star game. I've spent the better part of my life defending All-Star games. Maybe it's a knee-jerk reaction left over from the days I used to create my own All-Star teams out of baseball cards on my parents' floor. Watching the start of the NBA All-Star game last night, though, I had a sinking feeling you get when something you really like doesn't hold up its end of the bargain. You take your friends to a concert or a restaurant that you love, only to see the band fall off the front of the stage or the chef bake a rat into your appetizer. Hell, if it wasn't for the fact that I had to write this newsletter, I'd have turned the whole damn game off in 3 minutes. That was the moment when LeBron James drove to the basket, Zion Williamson and Bradley Beal actually backed off from him and proceeded to turn a routine layup into a botched reverse dunk. It was like hearing Paul McCartney fumble over the piano keys on Let It Be. Look, this isn't a knock on LeBron. Everybody on the floor made cringeworthy mistakes all night, like botching dunks, fumbling through attempts at showboating, and leaving Steph Curry wide open outside the three-point line. Truth be told, nobody really seemed to want this game for any reasons other than pure commerce. The NBA All-Star game is a valuable bit of broadcast content, far more valuable than a routine Tuesday night, say, Minnesota versus Sacramento game. If the T-Wolves and Kings can get out there and play, bottom line thinking goes, why can't the NBA All-Stars? Pandemic, schmandemic. The NBA draped the entire affair in HBCU bunting, trying to insulate itself from the criticism that it was only bringing together players from two dozen teams and cities amidst the plague to make a buck. Yes, every donation is a welcome one, and every effort to level the playing field for disadvantaged students is a necessary one. But tying donations to the score of an exhibition basketball game just feels unnecessarily, cruelly tantalizing. And the overall effect on the broadcast constant messaging, references to worthy organizations and frontline responders came across less as, look at how noble the NBA is, and more like, you can't be mad at us, we're being charitable. Not even the league's army of loyal basketball bloggers could write prose purple enough to obscure the truth. Sure, there were moments. Curry pulling up and shooting a three from somewhere north of Alpharetta is never not fun. Game MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo drained all 16 of his shots in a spectacular offensive onslaught. Damian Lillard won the game on yet another of his dagger threes, and the HBCU-inspired court looked sharp enough to make you almost forget it sat in an almost empty arena. The pandemic rendered this game a sterile, sparse shadow of its best self. It felt manufactured, sport as product rather than sports as entertainment. Next year, presumably full arenas, no fake crowd noise, 30th anniversary of Magic Johnson's return game ought to obliterate all memory of this one. The NBA's always been a business that dresses itself up as art. Sunday night is what happens when the business tells the art to stay on the bench. Thought it was an interesting take from Jay Busby on the All-Star game. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I enjoyed the three-point competition immensely. The game itself fell flat to me, but I think he described it though there kind of perfectly. It was a Sunday night. Most players didn't want to have traveled and be there anyway, and it kind of showed. But yeah, it was what it was.
It was what it was through COVID, and that had a lot to do with it. And I think they enjoyed. I think the best part of the All-Star weekend for the players that make it is to be able to party in a city with all their friends.
Sure, of course.
And now we can't party with all our friends. We have to come and entertain people and just play basketball so y'all can make this money. The MOE, money over everything. And there's a bunch of sayings where MO and the last letter is something else. But money over everything is what the NBA approached it with, and they have their TV deals. And I honestly understand that side, but for the players to miss dunks and look unmotivated, you bring me to Atlanta and I can't do anything but sit in a hotel room. How excited would you be about that?
Yeah. Yeah. And even the Saturday night where they usually have the skills and 3-point Saturday night, like that's always fun. All the players are out there on the court and they're jumping up and down, and like, and that was missing obviously as well because it took place the night of. So it just was a little lackluster, but I do applaud them for getting it done for whatever the ultimate reasons were. I certainly watched it last night, so I'm not going to crap on it.
I could bring it back to what we do as a show. Like I could bring it back home for us. We go to Vegas. Well, you know, pre-COVID, we went to Vegas all the time for those boxing matches. And you, we love to gamble. I say you, but now you, I'm a part of you. We love to gamble. We go to Planet Hollywood. We watch the girls dance on stage. We drink. We have a good time. We walk the strip. We go to nice restaurants. We hang out. And we work in between the fun times. Would we sign up to go to Vegas if we had to sit in our hotel room the whole time?
Right. It's a great example, because the answer would be no, it would not be as fun. In fact, it probably would be a hassle more than something you'd look forward to. So, yeah, it's a perfect way of putting it.
We enjoy Vegas and work on the side. That's how I think NBA players look at the All-Star game. Let me go have a good time, mess with my buddies, and I'll play a game or do a skills challenge here on a couple nights a week. Perfect example of how they feel, and I understand them. But on the NBA side, Hawk, I understand they got to get their TV deals and make their money. So it is what it is. It's over now. And I, like you said, the 3-point contest was decent. The second half of the game was fun, but it wasn't the normal All-Star weekend.
It was what it was. All right, let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana, perennial All-Star headline giver.
I agree with that statement. Actually, did any of you watch the Shaq special on TNT after the All-Star game?
The Shaq special. Yeah. Was it, you're talking about the Inside the NBA documentary?
Right. It was all about Shaquille O'Neal and him.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different parts. Like after the Heat Pelicans game on Thursday, they had the first part, and then part two was about Kenny Smith. And then part three, I think, was about EJ. So I didn't see last night after the game. So was it the Shaq episode of that?
Yeah, it must have been. I didn't realize that there was a...
Yeah, it's a whole series. On Inside the NBA. I haven't watched it yet, but it's season passed.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, yesterday specifically was all about Shaquille O'Neal and the way that...
Yeah, they each have one episode, yeah, right, devoted to just their addition to the show.
Did you watch the Kenny Smith one?
No, I have not yet. It's on my DVR.
Oh, if you watch it, let me know why his knees look the way they do, because I need to run from that.
Why? What's wrong with his knees?
You have never seen him run up to the little board when he does his little thing?
Oh, I thought you meant like physically looking at his knees.
Yeah, physically looking at him run. Like, man, he's like a wind-up toy. And I have knee issues. I wanted to just know if something happened that I could avoid.
He was, I mean, he was a good dunker back in the day.
Yeah, all them boys could play. Big Fat Charles could play back in the day, Hawk. But no, now they're old. No. Yeah, man. Yep. We went through that with you earlier in the show. You forgot that you were on radio. You just.
Yeah. Are we on now?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are on now.
Yeah. I'm Channing. I'm Channing. Channing Crowder, how you doing?
Wow, Kenny Smith is 56?
Yeah.
He looks good for 56.
51-year-old would say that.
I think he looks good for 56. You don't think he looks good for 56?
He's bald. He walks like a wind-up toy. He's charismatic. I'll give you that. He's very charismatic.
I think he looks good for 56.
What about Ernie? Does Ernie look good?
I think Ernie looks good. How old is Ernie Johnson?
He's in his 60s.
62.
Yeah.
Is he really? 64.
I just made that up.
64. Wow.
Yeah.
I think he looks terrific for 64.
Shaq. I knew Shaq's the youngest thing on that panel now. Because Charles.
How old is Barkley now?
I don't know. I know he's older than Shaq because just, you know, time-wise.
Shaq's 50, or Barkley's 58.
Barkley's 58?
58.
Man, Barkley's the best-looking thing on that damn panel. Shaq,
stop
with his little
it. Kenny
with
Smith
his little
is.
Tight no, he's Hawk.
He is.
Have you looked at the you know what? I'm worried about
Kenny
his
Smith,
knees.
Kenny Smith looks younger than Barkley, I think.
Have you seen him run up to that board when he does the board breakdown?
That's not what I'm talking about, though. All right, go ahead, because we got Nat Moore coming up. Go ahead, give us a headline. Solana.
My grandma walking up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm dropping a 50 burger on Kenny Smith, by the way, in a one-on-one.
Stop it. How dare you?
You dog him.
How dare you?
Thank you, Crowder. Finally, getting some earned respect.
What? You dog him?
He would destroy you. Hawk, have you looked at this man's knees, how he
walks? Will you leave his knees alone already?
I'm a knee guy. Y'all know I'm a knee guy. I'm a proud knee guy, and I watch knees, and his knees are shot. His knees are blown. They're gone.
Yeah.
I can't argue that.
Yeah. And you need knees to win a one-on-one, right, Crowder?
Yes, with Solana, you do. No, you don't. No, you don't.
The Marlins, they're tied with the Cardinals 7-7. That game's heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. The Cardinals are the home team in spring training. The Marlins will be back on the diamond Wednesday, a 6:05 first pitch versus the Houston Astros.
All right.
Tomorrow, the Florida Panthers are back on the ice. They play the Columbus Blue Jackets on the road, a 7 p.m. puck drop.
All right. That game will be on 560 The Joe, of course.
Also tomorrow, Canes Hoops, they play in the first round of the ACC tournament versus Pittsburgh. That's a 2 p.m. tip-off.
That game also tomorrow afternoon, the Hurricanes basketball on 560 The Joe. Means our show will be on 790 only, and Hurricanes basketball tomorrow, first game of the ACC tournament, that'll be on 560. Miami Hurricanes basketball games on 560 The Joe are sponsored by Milam's Markets. Miami's family grocer since 1984, providing quality, variety, and service second to none.
Ian Rappaport, he tweeted out about an hour ago that Ryan Fitzpatrick plans to continue playing in the NFL in 2021, despite retirement rumors.
All right. Talked with Adam Beasley in the 3 o'clock hour about that.
Finally, guys, three new species of sharks were found off the coast of New Zealand. All of them glow in the dark.
All right. How can you make a shark scarier? Let it glow in the dark.
It may sneak it up on you, though, at least.
That's true.
He's coming, sir.
Still can't do anything about it, but there he comes. I see him. On this day, I told you earlier, the Ricky Williams trade to the Dolphins happened on this day. On this day also, in 1991, New Jack City was released to theaters.
Oh, the Carter. Oh, my goodness. That's an awesome
On
movie.
This day in 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV.
I couldn't watch that, but people love it.
This day in 1996, Fargo was released to theaters. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
You know what? I got to be honest. New Jack City and Fargo, I'd have to really think about which movie's better.
Both excellent. Both excellent.
Excellent movies, yeah.
And celebrating a birthday today, as coincidence would have it, Kenny Smith, 56 years old today. Just talking about him. How about that?
Look at his knees. Hawk, you haven't noticed him run over to that big board?
You've asked me a million times. I've seen it. It's not a long run.
But it looks like it's 6 miles when he does it with them knees touching.
All right. I think you're underestimating Kenny Smith's athletic abilities at 56.
He has a rope tied around his knees that he can never come on, man. He can't be knock-kneed and do anything.
Right. I'm knock-kneed. Anything else, Solana?
I'm knock-kneed. That's why it hits me so deep.
Yeah. It's 56 years old.
He's right,
no,
though,
he's
man.
He's knock-kneed.
It takes him way too long to get from the podium over to the screen.
Does
way
not.
Too long.
You know
get
what?
Out
he,
of here.
And he makes those old man noises. Oh, hey, Kenny. They say, and Ernie says, hey, Kenny, you want to go to the board? Oh, yep, I will. Ooh, there we go.
You're watching a different show. He doesn't sound like that. I find that to be an offensive impersonation of Kenny Smith. And he does not sound like that at all.
Who runs 8 steps and says, the whole time, Hawk?
Somebody, I don't know what you're watching. Knees. That is not inside the NBA.
Your weather from the Exogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. Nice afternoon in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. That is your weather.
Somebody says, don't forget the show sheet is a year old. Add 1 year. So maybe Kenny Smith is 57.
I heard that when I was listening
that was
on
funny
Friday,
as hell.
Too.
That yes, was that funny was as funny. Hell. All right. Nat Moore, Miami Dolphins legend. He was surprised with a great honor on Friday. He's a friend of the program. Nat Moore going to join us here momentarily.
Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. 70 years they've been blessing South Floridians with delicious, fresh food. Great price. I've been going there 17 years. Delaware is amazing. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's DelawareChicken.com, the website. See that menu. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, filleted, whole, smoked. They have alligator, venison, frog legs, prepared food, dips. They have so much delicious food. Go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want on the menu and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged and ready when you get there. Curbside delivery, they'll bring it right out there to you. You only have to get out the car. They will deliver the delicious fresh fruit right there to the car. If you want to go inside, wear your mask, go inside, meet the very friendly staff, see all that beautiful food behind the glass, the stone crab claws. Sometimes they're still pinching because they're so fresh. But I go to Delaware at least once a week, me or my wife, to get this food, and you got to go too. And those prices. Now, the selection I just told you about, and you'll see on the website, the prices, jumbo wild-caught shrimp, already peeled and deveined right now, only $15.99 a pound. Chicken breast halves, boneless, skinless, $5.79 a pound. The smoked salmon dip. They have a bunch of delicious dips. Homemade, in-house daily. Now, made daily in-house, but the dips are so good. And right now, the smoked salmon dip is only $11.99 a pound, and I'll eat it for dinner by itself sometime. And the crab cakes, been talking about the crab cakes for years, more crab than cake, Maryland style, and they're made right there at Delaware as well, only $4.59 each. Y'all got to get to DelawareChicken.com, and y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll talk with Nat Moore next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder.
Nat Moore, he is a South Florida legend, Dolphins legend, and Friday, I was telling you, we celebrated 305 Day on this show with some special guests. I had gotten a heads up from Channing Crowder not to book Nat Moore because he was going to be busy. Nat Moore would have been one of the guests that I would have gotten on Friday, but he was getting honored, and it was a surprise to Nat. You were there, Crowder. For those who don't know, Nat went to high school at Edison. We've talked with him about that before. Now, he did play college ball up in Gainesville. I'm going to wipe that time out, you know, when I think about Nat Moore, because what he was doing up there in Gainesville, I don't know. But then he returns to Miami, plays his entire stellar NFL career with the Miami Dolphins, and Nat Moore is joining us now. Hello, Nat.
Hey, what's going on, Hawk? You said you don't know what I was doing in Gainesville. I was developing my skills by whooping Miami.
Oh! I bring the dude on to honor him, and all of a sudden, I'm taking
the first
shot.
You always throw me under the bus when it comes to my Gators. I can't let you get away with that. I don't know why Crowder let you get away with that.
I get all nervous when you and Crowder are on together. Too much Gator blood here.
That's what happens, Nat. The Gator love gets to him now. He can't deal with it. You know, Nat, I've talked to you 100 times. I've never asked you this. Did you want – you went to Miami Edison. Did you want to go to Miami? Or were you a Gator your whole life?
No, I pretty much ended up at Florida my junior year because I was going to junior college playing basketball. And, you know, University of Miami had some talented guys. You know, they had Burgess Owens, Chuck Foreman. They had some pretty good talent. So, you know, it was never one of the places I wanted to be. I wanted to get out of Miami. You know, being here my whole life, I wanted to see something other than Miami.
What happened on Friday? For people who don't know, the Miami Dolphins, they presented this huge mural of you for 305 day, and so just kind of explain to us what event did you think you were attending, and then when did you realize it was you being honored, and then when you laid eyes on this mural that honors you, I mean, what was your reaction?
Well, I mean, at first they told me it was going to be a senior staff deal for the 305 unveiling. And so, you know, I'm just doing what I normally do. I show up to participate and I get there and I see Marino and I'm like, okay, well, Marino is senior staff on the football side where I'm on the business side. And then I see Tony Nathan walk in and I'm like, something ain't right here. You know, Marino slipped and said, oh, yeah, Bruce here, too. And I'm like, okay. So my first thought was if Marino was there, it was going to be something with all of us as a part of it, you know, and nobody knew exactly what it was. And when Tom walked out and my family walked out, I'm like, uh-oh, they got me again. And the real irony of it was, you know, I grew up over town when I was 7 to 9 years old, living in the project, and we played tackle football between the two buildings on asphalt. You know, there were no grass. And to think 60 years later, I would end up back at the same area, pretty much on the same lot that I played tackle football as a kid, being honored with the mural, being shown and exhibited. It was very hard, man. I mean, I couldn't help but just think back what it was like 60 years ago and, you know, how fortunate I was and what a great, you know, having my family there and a lot of the guys I played with, guys that, through the years, all became part of the family with the Dolphins. It was extremely humbling for me at that point in time. And, you know, I will always be extremely appreciative to the Miami Dolphins and to all my teammates and friends that showed up because that was special. It really was.
And that, when did that beauty of it, like you're saying, you the area we were at, the place where your mural is where you played as a kid. And then you went, you know, junior college, you went to UF. Then in 1974, you get drafted to the Dolphins and you never leave. you go straight from the Dolphins and then you start helping and you get it, you know, the administrative side. And now, you know what I'm saying? Like, anything I need, and we've talked about it before and I talk about it on the show, Nat, if I need anything, I call Nat Moore if it has to do with the Miami Dolphins. When did, like, was that a plan? Was that planned out or did it just naturally happen?
Well, I think most of it just naturally happened. Believe it or not, I thought I was going to get drafted by the Cowboys. And, you know, the Dolphins have been to 3 straight Super Bowls. I'm thinking I got a chance of going in the first round to the Cowboys, and the Dolphins pass on me. The Cowboys had taken too tall. And second round, Cowboys passed again. Third round, they pass again. And later on, in talking with him, Gil Brandt, he's saying, well, you know, we knew you had a knee injury, even though you came back and played. We thought that maybe you would fall deep in the draft. We can get you in the 5th round. In the meantime, the Dolphins take him in the 3rd. And of course, I played with your dad, Randy, and Andre Tillman, and, you know, a whole bunch of great players, Benny Malone. And I'm home. And Paul Warfield, who roomed with me on the road, said to me, you know, at some point you have to make a decision how great you want to be personally versus being at home and playing in front of you, the people you love and care about. Because, you know, we don't throw the ball here a lot. You know, you're going to block, you're going to do everything. You're going to always be winning because that's the formula, which is similar to what I see with what Brian Flores is doing, putting people together to win. And I just said, hey, look, if I can win and be at home, there's nothing better. And so for 13 years, you know, whatever the team wanted me to do, whatever we needed to do to win games, that's what we did. And when Coach Shula told me they were going to let me go, and he asked me if I wanted to go play for another team, I told him no. I mean, my whole 13 years of football, I built my life here, and to go somewhere else for another year or so just to play a couple more years is crazy. So I was fortunate enough to go right into business, hosting events and doing stuff of that nature. And then I went to work for Ryder Systems and then eventually came back to work for the Dolphins. So, I mean, South Florida is my life. The 305, without a doubt, is my life. And the Miami Dolphins have always been a part of my life since I've been an adult. So I don't see myself any other way. And Channing, the thing that was even more gratifying was the mirror was not a football mirror. It was a black man in a suit or in a alumni jacket and tie. Yep. With a Dolphin hat and a Dolphin surrounding. And to me, it said I was more than just a football player. And that's what really stood out for me.
It's what made Friday so special. If anybody watched the video of it, Dolphins had tweeted it out on social media. When you think Nat Moore is with us, when you think about it, when you think back to being a kid in Overtown playing on that ground, and then you fast forward and you're in the University of Florida Hall of Fame and the Florida Georgia Hall of Fame, and you were a Pro Bowler one season, and you led the league in touchdowns one season, and you played over a decade in the NFL with the same team, and now you work for that team so many years later. Would young Nat Moore have ever believed it?
No. I, to be honest, my goal when I made it to the NFL was very simple. Get 5 years in so I would have a pension and then be prepared to do something else for a living. And as we continued to play and continued to win, my career just went on and on and on. And the more I learned, the longer I was there, Hawk, the easier the game became because it became such second nature because we did the same things over and over again where it was about execution more so than tricking anybody. And because of that and the fact that I was – even when Duper and Clayton came along, you know, I played another 4 years after they became the starters. So it showed you that my ability to still play at a high level as I got older was still there. And an insurance policy for the Miami Dolphins, so to speak. If one of those guys went down, I became the starter.
And that on Friday night, man, what blew my mind was there was the Larry Littles there. There was the Marinos there. There was the John Offerdahls there. There was the Pat Sertans, the Terry Kirby's, myself, the Sean Woodens, the Bob Bruskinsies. Like, guys you played with, guys that you didn't play with, guys through the entire legacy of the Miami Dolphins, you have influenced us and been around us and known us and helped us so much that there were guys there, but, you know, just guessing now, a range of 60 years of guys of different ages. Like, how does that make you feel knowing that a guy like myself and a guy like Larry Little both respect you and love you and want to be around you when you're getting honored?
I mean, that's what really makes it great. You know, I mean, Channing, as you know, nobody does anything by ourselves. A lot of the things that I was able to get done in the South Florida community was all because of my teammates, all because they would show up and support. You know, whenever any of us have anything, everybody shows up. And to have all those guys there, I mean, hopefully they felt like they were a part of it, because none of that would have been possible without their support, without them always pitching in, without them always being there. And that's what we do for each other. That's what team sports teaches you, is that, you know, once you pair up and do something together, you're very strong. When you're trying to do it by yourself, you don't get as much done. And I can honestly say that going back to the first event I ever ran, Larry Little and Bob Greasy, I had them in a fashion show wearing those seersucker suits back in the day. And they showed up and they helped me raise money for the FCAA. And from there to a golf tournament where Earl Morrow helped me. And, you know, you just go right down the line. And that's what we do. We show up for each other. If anybody has anything going, they send out a call and we all rally and we get there and we roll up our sleeves and we get it done. So, and to me, that's what makes South Florida such a great place to live, is that we got so many people that are pitching in, doing their part to make South Florida a fantastic place to live, to help fix whatever problems we have. So I'm just proud to be a small part of it.
Now, do you ever beat your chest? I know you're not going to do it in public. People that don't know you or do know you're not, you know, a very modest guy, very humble guy. Like in the shower, like that night, Friday night when you went home and took a shower, do you ever just, like, you know, nod your head in private, like, yeah, man, I've influenced, you know, dozens, if not more than dozens, thousands, hundreds of people with the good efforts I put towards South Florida?
You know, I think we all feel proud of some of the things that get accomplished, but as far as beating my chest and saying it was all about me, no. Now, if I'm on the golf course, that's a different story. When I whoop up on somebody, yeah, I pat my chest and, you know, crow a little bit. But with the other things, I've come to understand that I can't do anything without my teammates, without my partners, without the sponsors, you know, even without the people that we're helping. Everybody does their part. You know, Channing, that's what football teaches you, is that everybody works together for a common goal, and then you get the job done. And you know, it's great when you can play with somebody or you can work with somebody, and you ain't got to worry about whether they're gonna get their task done. All you got to do is focus on what you need to do, because you can count on Zach, you can count on JT, you can count on Timbo and Pat and Sam. I mean, that's a great way to play, and it's also a great way to work. When you can count on the people that you're working with to do their part, you know you're going to be successful.
Too much humility for me, Nat. They had a mural of me. I would take a picture of myself in front of it, turn it into a business card. Anybody, hey, how you doing? I'm Mark Hockman. Well, you probably saw my mural. Here's my card.
No, that's not me, Hawk.
Nat Moore, true 305 legend, and congratulations on Friday. I had a little birdie tip me off in advance, and when I saw the video, I think a lot of Dolphins fans probably welled up as they watched you. Quite an honor, and we're always thrilled that you make time for us on this show. You've become a very good friend of the show. We appreciated that.
Man, anytime. See, whether Channing know it or not, you're a closet Gator. You just don't want to admit it on the air. So it's all good.
Yeah. You know, I am Gators not. Each other. How
the
dare you?
The farther they run, Matt, the farther they run, the more I know you. They love us.
Ridiculous. They love us. Ridiculous. Thank you, Nat.
I can't talk too much because I'm always out raising funds for UM Sylvester and UM and everybody else. So. I'm a closet Cane. What the hell? You
the
know?
Truth of the matter is both of you are closet Canes, and both of you would have made great Miami Hurricanes. We all know the truth.
Hey, Channing, is Hawk riding in the DCC?
Oh, Hawk, you know what? Thank
you. I just want to know. I mean, you got two Gators riding to raise money for UM Sylvester.
That's
Kansas
my jam.
I know that Hawk should be able to get on a bike.
Hawk, you got to get on the bike for the Dolphins. Dolphins Cancer Challenge. We're riding. Yeah. You got to ride.
That's one of the few athletic things that I can still do at 51 is ride my bike. So, yes, I will be happy to participate.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Sign him up, Channing.
I'll make sure you got all the information. He'll ride with me. We'll be neck to neck. What are we going to do, Hawk? About 120 miles?
I don't know. I'm going to ride right up to Wawa and get a sub about 3 minutes in.
I'll get him lined up, Nat. I'll get him lined up.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
See you, Nat. Nat Moore, he's become a very good friend of the program. Very, very good 305 story right there. So very cool.
14 miles.
Oh, 14 miles with my eyes closed. Come on,
that's
step it up.
That's all you need. 14 miles. I do the puppy track. But yes, I've rode the 14 miles now, five years in a row. So yeah, man, I love Nat calling you out. You got to ride this season.
Count me in. I'm gonna ride in a rickshaw, as you know. I'm gonna have someone pull me, but I'm there in spirit. I am there in spirit. I'm a sidecar on your bike, right? A sidecar.
I was going to say, what is a donkey pulling you, a human? What are you getting? What is pulling you?
Doesn't matter to me.
As long as you ain't peddling. No,
maybe one of the horses, maybe one of the harness horses I invested in. I'll ride in a sulky.
I'll get two tricycles and me and you can ride next to each other and drink beer on the way. But we ride this year.
Fair enough. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
They're able in that Supermax to give him $50+ million more than he could get anywhere else for 5 years. And the agreement is you're going to re... It's a $50 bill on the...
That's mine.
On the floor.
That's mine. Don't even think about sliding your little foot over.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, Solana.
Talking about the sad girl.
You like Donna Summer?
Nah, you know I'm more of a Donna Winters fan.
It's like the new Hall & Oates bit. Truly terrible. It's really awful.
That's a good joke.
I don't know how that joke's made it 4 years, but good.
And he says it's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
Come on.
Real quick here, can we do the that was an awful joke. Let's do the Joe DiJoseph bad joke of the day.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DiJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
All right. How did they get the confession out of the hamburger patty?
Oh, beefed it up? I don't know.
They grilled them.
That's better.
Huh? Huh?
Actually, I enjoyed that one.
You did not get your package from Funky Buddha Brewery yet?
No, I did. Mine's always late. I don't know if I'm It can't be going further because Solana lives in Kendall.
Yeah, Solana texted me on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
He said, hey, yeah, Saturday. He goes, hey, did you guys, or texted both of us, hey, did you guys get a package from Funky Buddha? And I said, no, I haven't. And then about, I don't know, about 5 that evening, I got the package. And it's all the new flavors of their hard seltzer, which come out March 15th, which is a week from today. So we got a little sneak preview. I'm sure you'll be getting yours momentarily.
I know, but I will. Well, they are excellent. I can't wait. Because the last ones, they have the variety packs at Publix with all the I don't want to say the old ones, but the prior flavors. And I get my wife one about every 2 weeks. So, yes, we will appreciate this package comes because we love Funky Buddha.
Do you remember what the new flavors are, Solana?
I do. Yeah, I tried.
Because I'm gonna go get them out of my fridge if you don't.
Yeah, no, I do. I tried. So the first one I've tried was the kiwi tangerine.
Ooh.
Yeah, tangy kiwi kiwi tangerine, and it was really good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like that was one of the new flavors.
Yeah.
The new flavors, Solana, the ones that were just
yeah,
released.
I mean, look, I have the new flavors all in front of me here. I was prepared for this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You know what? I do. I have them in my outdoor fridge, and that's right by the slider here. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Can't have money. You can't have money, Solana. He don't know refrigerator there. Really.
Yeah. I guess that's what happened when you live in Boca, huh, Crowder?
Big time, big man.
No, but you know what's funny? I went to the Botanical Garden out in Coral Gables, which I'm forgetting the name of right now, but it's pretty popular. And at the bar, because I'm at a garden, you got to drink. They had Funky Buddha hard seltzers, so that's what I drank. And I even told the guy, like, hey, you know, you should listen to the Hawk and Crowder show. You'd never heard of it.
Hello? Why, what happened?
Hey, fella.
Yeah, you're right. That is a flavor, Solana. Kiwi tangerine.
Yeah, the green bottle.
That's right. Then you've got pineapple coconut. You've got star fruit. And you've got passion fruit dragon fruit.
Yeah.
How about that? There you go. So thank you, Funky
Buddha.
See
what I got in my damn refrigerator. I'll be back in a second.
All right. I don't think it ever hit me just how close
Hello?
I am to the outdoor.
Hello? No, Big J. You want to be big man? I have mango guava and blood orange still. How about that? The old
right,
school
yeah.
stuff. The first release. Right. The original release.
Okay.
Want
All
a
right.
Big man
okay.
me with your refrigerator.
All right. Okay. Okay. You got it. You got me. FunkyBuddhaBrewery.com is the website if you want to see what they've got and the info about the tap room. But thank you, Funky Buddha. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What do they do?
That's for you, Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.